pasuk in the first Rashi. We start with the first Rashi. Vayigash elav Yehuda, vayomer bi Adoni, idaber no of the ho davar bi asne Adoni. Vayit vayichar apcha be'avdecha ki chamocha kefara. Para. So Rashi diber maskel davar bi asne Adoni, ikonsu dvaroi bi asnecha. So what does it mean, ikonsu dvaroi bi asnecha? So Mizrahi here says that it wasn't being mevakeish l'daber be'oznav mamish, because it's not kavod to speak to a melech or a mishnah l'melech with your mouth mamish in their ear. So on that Rashi says sheikabel dvaray. It doesn't mean oznav mamish. It means sheikabel dvaray. You can't do dvaray be'oznecha. The Gur Arye says that the kasha is oznei is loshen rabim, and it's not you're not medabim. You're not lochesh. You don't whisper into two ears. So if you want to be lochesh, so you can't. So on that Rashi says it wasn't lilchosh. It's ikontu dvar biosnecha. This is a chacham mafarish that since they're medaber with Yosef with the melitz, because they didn't know that he knows lashon hakodesh, so they couldn't speak with Yosef himself. So that ikontu dvar biosnecha, that it should be nichnos ikontu dvar biosnecha. You should hear what I'm saying. Not peh al peh, but ayde acherim. Marl Diskin and the others will see later that if on the side of Yehuda Taka knew what was going on, then that means that he didn't know Loshna Kodesh. So says that he knew that Yosef knew Loshna Kodesh. So it's a chachamim that said that since they're talking, are they melech, and that's why just he couldn't write Basnecha, he couldn't speak to Yosef Mamish, that's assuming that he didn't know, that Yehuda did not know that Yosef was aware of that he was Yosef and that he knew Loshna Kodesh. Not in Rashi, the Chizkuni, the Orachayim, and others say Pashut Osnei is Lafukesh, that other people shouldn't hear Shleishmu Acherim Dvorov. No one else should hear what Yehuda is saying to Yosef. Also Ke'en Zen Kliyokar, he says this, that Osnei is Taka Lilchosh Mamish, is whispering, and he was whispering they shouldn't Mevayish him on the Indian of the Gevia, and then if he's Mevayish him on the Indian of the Gevia, then he'll come Lidei Choron Af, and Yosef will be upset. Even without Yosef coming Yavolide Charon Af, you could also stam say Yehuda didn't want to be Mevayish Yosef, and it would be Matim that Yehuda should have that concern, because we learned out by the Maaseh Yehuda and Tamar that Amal v'Pnecha Rebbe Rabim Noach L'Olam L'Hapil Asam Toch Kivshin Eish V'Ayabim V'Pnecha Rebbe Rabim. That's learned out from Tamar, so Yehuda saw that from Tamar, and it would be Matim that Yehuda should learn that Mida K'negem Mida, that he should be Mevayish Yosef Rabim, and that's the Indian of the Lechisha.
What does it do?
The Levush Ora says a different shah. Also not going in Rashi. Interesting reading the Psukim, that he says, Yehuda said to Yosef, I know everything. I know that it's all a trick. And that's Yedaber no Avdecha Davar. Avdecha is not going on Yehuda. You're a servant. Yedaber no Avdecha. He'll tell you. Your Eved will tell you that he put the Gevia in Amtachas Binyamin, in Binyamin's bag. And because you told him to do that, your Eved definitely will be moded on such a thing. Yedaber no avdecha davar b'oznei Adoni. He'll tell this to you. He'll tell you. He'll whisper in your ears. He'll whisper in your ears exactly what I did. Yosef, I put the gevia in Binyamin's bag. Like he was on to us. Like that's the rayon. That's how you'd read the psukim. That's how he suggested read the psukim. I don't think he says how to read it. Right. If it's going on that Eved, how do you read Ayichar Afcha Be'Avdecha?
Meaning you want to be mad at your Eved because
you told me to do
emes,
that.
Because he's, well, no, because your Eved would be saying Emes in your ears.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the.
And then, there's a small horror on these last two Peshat, the Kliyakar and this Peshat. So that's, he whispered Mamish, so then you have to know what to do with the horror of the Gur Aryeh that said that Loshen Ozne, you can't whisper in the two ears, so you have to know what to do with that. So everyone here was Medayik in the Lashon of Be'oznei Adoni. The Maskila Dovin, also one of the, in the Yud Aleph Pirushei Rashi, he says that the Diuk is from Lashon Dovar. Because the Chor is a Kasha. What do you mean? Yidaber na Avdecha Dovar. I'll tell you something. Chor Yehuda, the whole next few Pesukim, Yehuda told Yosef a lot of things. So what's a Dovar? On that Zavn Rashi, you come to Dvorai Be'oznecha. Meaning, this, you should hear my word. You come to Dvorai, you should hear what I'm saying. It's not going on each proper prat. It's, you come to Dvorai Be'oznecha. That's what Dovar is. And he says, V'lotei Mahochi, Why is Rashi put Dibur Maschil Dovar Biosne Adoni? He can't do Dvar Biosne Chabadiukas from Osne, just have Dibur Maschil Be Osne Adoni. So the fact that Rashi starts off with Dovar, it's much like the Diukas coming from Dovar. So Mikan Rai, you can be Daik from Dibur Maschil of Rashi. Okay. So moving on, in Perik Mem Hei, Pasuk Yud Beis. V'nei Nechem Roos, V'nei Achi Benyamin, Ki Fi Hamedaber Aleichem. What's Enechem Roos, and what's Ki Fi Hamedaber Aleichem? Zot Rashi, V'chvodi V'shani Achichem, Shani Mochul Kochem. I have meal like you. V'od, Ki Pi Hamedaber Aleichem, Blashon HaKodesh. I'm speaking Blashon HaKodesh. Those are the rayas that I'm Yosef. So Mizrachi's Mavar, that each one by themselves would not be a good raya, a raya gemura that he is Yosef. Because if you would say from Lashon HaKodesh by itself, so you could have thought that since Eretz Canaan and Eretz Mitzrayim are close to each other, so it's possible some people from Mitzrayim knew Lashon HaKodesh, but Prat, the Moshe, that Derech of the Malachim is to know all of the Lashonos, even though Prat himself didn't Lashon HaKodesh, but Derech of the Malachim is to know all the Lashonos, so it's not Ruchuk to think that this random Malachim Mitzrayim would know Lashon HaKodesh. So that's why Lashon HaKodesh is not a Raya Mitzal Atzma. And the Mila is not a Raya, he says, because Yesh Lachosh maybe is from Bnei Keturah, who are Chayavim and Mila. We spoke about before, Bnei Keturah, that came from Avram and Keturah, they're Chayav and Mila. The Gemara Darshan from Sanhedrin, Daf Mates, it's Brisi Hofer, Larabos Bnei Keturah. Even though Yitzhak and Yishmael are not Bechlal Zera Avraham, Bnei Keturah, whatever the Bechlal Zera Avraham are not, different Shiloh, but they're Chayav and Mila. So you could have thought that since they're Chayav and Mila, so the fact that Yosef has Mila is not a Raya that he's Yosef, maybe he's from Bnei Keturah, so that's not a Raya Mitzad Atzmo. But you put the two together, on that, Mizrahi explains that that's the Raya Gemurah that is Yosef. So he's looked at Mizrahi. Now, the Mishnah Melech, in Perek Yud, Halacha Zayin, of Hilchos Malachim, in that Halacha, in Perek Yud, it's Hilchos, it's a lot of Bnei Noach, and that, he discusses a lot of different Hilchos Bnei Noach. In Perek Yud, Halacha Zayin, talks about Mila, and Pru Revu, and Neder and Shvu, all by Ben Noach. This topic of Mila, we see here, it's been a theme throughout these parashiyos, what to do with Mila. So he brings the Mizrahi, and he says, V'timeoni. Kol shaita v'shaita hu mechavev aleinu debei Rashi. Always Mizrahi is always telling us how Rashi is tachas adiktuk, and every he explains every word of what Rashi is doing. That's his task. And how is he miyashiv Rashi, this part that we just said, neged svarosa? Because there's a machlokas that in that Gemara of Bnei Keturah Chai Mila, what's it going on? Rashi there learns it's going on those six kids of Bnei Keturah, but not on the Uma. The Rambam in Hilchos Malachim over there, Perik Yilacha Ches, I believe, says that Bnei Keturah are Chai Mila, the whole Uma, and that's the famous Rambam that Bnei Shmuel are Chai Mila, because since they were in Sarai, Zebazeh, so you have to, so that you're Chai Mila. So for this pshat to work, that Mila is not a raya that it's Yosef, because maybe it's from Bnei Keturah, that's only in the Rambam, because the Rambam holds that the whole Uma is Chai. But Rashi Lashitoso that holds it's only those six that are Chai and Mila, so Avada, the fact that Yosef, generations later, has Mila, should be a raya gemura that he's Yosef. And he leaves the Re'im as Sarachian. Now, in the Iker Kasha of the Re'im, of maybe it's from Bnei Keturah, so the Re'im goes with this Mahalech that you need both. You need both Lashon HaKodesh and you need Mila. Other Mefarshim come to explain what's the raya? They come to answer what maybe it's from Bnei Keturah. They need to be mochiach that how Yosef is talking not from Bnei Keturah, and that you know the meal is a raya mitzad atzmo. So there's a pshat. The Achronim miyashiv. The Achronim say, and Ke'en says, you find in the Chizkuni, bedoma lezeh, that Bnei Keturah only chayv in mila and not in priya. But Yisrael are chayv in priya, and Yosef showed them that he had mila and priya. And that's the Lashon of Rashi, again, Tachas HaDiktuk, Shani Achechem, Shani Mohul Kachem, I'm Mohul like you. Even though other Bnei Keturah have Mila, I'm Mohul like you, that I have Mila and Priya. And this Inyan, that Bnei Keturah are only Chayv in Mila and not Priya, all the Gemara says is Risi Lahafer, Larabos Bnei Keturah, Lemila. How do you know they're not Chayv in Priya? So there's a couple of Rayas for that. The Shagis Aryeh and Simon Memtes says there that Bnei Keturah chayv in Mila, not Priya. Gemara Yevamos says that Ayin Aleph, that Priya was lo nisna la'aravino. The mitzvah's Priya was not given to Avravino, it's only Bimei Yoshua. Now, Lamaisa Avram was kind of kotor kula, so he did it, but it wasn't lo nisna him. Now, it was given Bimei Yoshua. Tosos there says, it's halacha l'moshe misinai. So if Priya is halacha l'moshe misinai, it's not the Shagas Aryeh, that Priya was only for Yisrael, from the Yisrael, and not for Bnei Keturah, because the Makor doesn't come from Avraham. That's one day in the Medrash, that Lo Nisna L'Avraham Avinu. There is a day in the Yerushalmi that holds that Priya was given to Avraham Avinu, in which case Lechora Harja Kusha L'Duchta, if Priya was given to Avraham Avinu, and Efshir, that the Chiyuv of Bnei Keturah's Mila, is Noveya from Avraham Avinu, then maybe they also would be Chayiv in Priya and Harja Kusha L'Duchta, if their Mila is the same as Avraham Avinu. But Kaimulon, that it's from Halacha Moshe Misinai, Priya, Lo Nisla Avraham Avinu, that's the day that Tosfos brings in Yavamos, that's the way we paskin. So Mamela, they only have Chiyuv Mila, not Chiyuv Priya, because Priya is only given to Klai Yisrael. Azalizan Shagas Aryeh. Another Makor, that Bnei Keturah not Chayiv in Priya, is from the Marashah and Sanhedrin. This Marashah and Sanhedrin, that Vayichad Yisrael. So what's Vayichad Yisrael? So Rashi El Torah brings two pshatim, the Gemara has a third pshat. Rashi says, Kipshuto is Vayismach Yisrael, and other is not the Chidudim over the Ibud of Mitzrayim. The Gemara says another pshat, Omar Rav, Shehevir Cherev Chad al Bisra. Put a sharp Chadah knife on his bosom. Rashi says, Shemol is Atmo Vinisgayer. He did Milan was a Skyer. Marsha there asks, how was he not Nimol already? Yisrael was calling Midyan. Midyan was from Bnei Keturah. Bnei Keturah chayav Mila, how come he didn't do Mila? So, we pointed out before, this kash is only in the Rambam, because in Rashi only the Shisha are chayav in Mila, so Lechora there's no in for Yisrael to do Mila, and it makes sense that now Mol Asma in the sky. So, the same way Mishnah Melech yelled at the Mizrahi, how could you ask it in Rashi when the Kasha is only in the Rambam? Lechora, that should also be a Hora on the Marsha. Marsha knew about that, because Marsha there asks, Lefi Perush HaRambam, what's Pshat with Yisrael, that Cherev Shehevra Chal Bisrael, Lechora, he already had Mila Danta. He already did Mila. And why is he only asking in the Rambam? And why did he say that it's good in Rashi? So he's assigned himself back in the sugya in the Testament Beis. That's Risi Lahaf, Rabbos Bnei Keturah. He says Stamash Moshe Gemara is like the Rambam. That it's Rabbos the whole Uma Mila. And he says Rashi is Dochek. So he, you know, it's not Derech. It's Derech to Paskin, but he holds that the Rambam is the Pshat in the Gemara. So the whole Uma Chayav Mila. On that he's going to add, and that he asks, what's Pshat with Yisro? That he did Mila Vinisgayer. Lechora, he already did Mila. And for the Marasha, true, he already did Mila. But Bnei Keturah are not Chayiv in Priya. Hevra Cherev Chad al Bisro is that now he came to do Priya. So second Makor, that Bnei Keturah are only Chayiv in Mila and not in Priya. On the Etzem Kasha, it has nothing to do with Yosef, the Etzem Kasha by Yisro, of if he already was Bnei Keturah Chayiv in Mila, what's Pshat Hevra Cherev Chad al Bisro? There's another Teretz that a goy who already had Mila done to him, says Machlokas Poskim, if he needs to do a toughest dan bris when it comes to do Geirus. So Lefi the Shita is that you do a toughest dan bris by Geirus, so who had din for Bnei Keturah? Bnei Keturah that already did Mila, so now he comes to Mizgayer, and Minchas Chinuch, and Mitzvah Beis says that Bnei Keturah do a toughest dan bris. So Efshar Hever Charev Chalal Bisro by Yisro was, even though he already did Mila, now he's coming to Mizgayer, Charev Chala as he did toughest dan bris. Klape, this inyan of how do you have a raya for Mila if someone, maybe from Bnei Keturah, so the Gemara says in Sota that Vatomer Miyaldei Haivrim Zeh by Moshe Rabbeinu, so how do they know it was Moshe Rabbeinu? So the Gemara says Shirosa Mohol. Or you could ask, what's the raya that's Moshe Rabbeinu? Maybe he was Bnei Keturah. And in the Rambam, in Rashi Avada, he's not Shisha, Dafka Osan Shisha. But Lefi this pshat, you can say that it was Nikar that he had Mila and Priya. But Bnei Keturah, who only have Mila and not Priya, so Moshe Rabbeinu had Priya, so there's no chashash that it was Bnei Keturah. There's another ha'ara of what's the raya that he's Yosef. Yosef was Mitzave all of Mitzrayim. Back in Parshas Mikes, Rashi says that Shalom Lechem kachem yasu. You should do like Yosef tells you to do. Paro said to the Mitzrayim, and Rashi says shasiva some lomol. He asked all of Mitzrayim to do mila. So lechora, maybe what's the right Yosef? Maybe it's from all of Mitzrayim. So Reim also asked that. Lashitoslo, he doesn't answer a chiluk of mila and priya. He answers that he only had the koch. He only was machriya those who were tully in him for the shever. Those who weren't tully in him, he didn't ask to do. So Yosef, who was in charge, Lechora, no one's going to force him to do it. So Avad, the fact that he had a Mila is a Raya that he was Yosef. And Chizkuni answers that as well. Chaim Knievsky in Time of the Craw writes that he only asked him to do Mila, not Priya. The fact that he was Molampara is a Raya, that he was Yosef. He also answers, Chaim Knievsky is also in Chizkuni, that the Achim didn't know that Yosef asked Pasha. They didn't know that Yosef asked the Mitzrayim to do Mila. So for all they thought, the Mitzrayim didn't have Mila. Then it'd be a riot that Yosef was Yosef. Also, we mentioned other times that the Taz in the Sefer, Divrei David, in Parshas Mikates, he answers that the whole thing of Yosef asking the Mitzrayim to do Mila was just to show that he has koach over them. But he didn't follow up on it. He didn't make them do Mila. So Mila, then Kasha's not a Kasha, because they thought it didn't have Mila. Where Arya says over there, the Indian of the Mila was L'shem Geirus. If all the Mitzrim had Mila, L'shem Geirus, then Hajj Koshel Duch, then you can't answer any of this. You can't answer Priya or any of these Tevrusim, because then they mamash have Mila and Priya like Geirim and Gemurah. So, where Arya says that he asked them to do Geirus, I don't know what happened afterwards. They followed up, and then on the side they followed up, then what's the Raya from L'chor that Kasha should be Shver, of what's the Raya that is Yosef? Maybe he's one of the Mitzrim. Okay. Pasuk Chof Dalet. So Yaakov sends them. Vayishalach es Echov. Vayelechu. Vayomer aleim al tergezu baderech. What's al tergezu baderech? Rashi says a few pshatim. Let's focus on the first pshat. Al titasku bedvar halacha. Shel tergez leich aleichem baderech. Don't be osik bedvar halacha on the derech. You shouldn't have the shouldn't be rogues from of the derech. You should pay attention to the road and do tzivoy, my tzivoy, and go down to Yosef. And it's a Gemara in Tainus that Altis asks before halacha. The Gemara in Tainus asks, but shnei tamim chacham mahalchem baderech ve'im b'neim tor uyanli sorif. So you have to learn when you're walking. So the Gemara answers, lo kasha ha lemigras ha liyune. To be goris bekiyas. Talk light in learning is your chai to do, if not your royally sorry. But yeah. Liyune, yeah. That's the ending of Alter Gezubaderech.
Yeah, you should. Well, I'll give you his information.
Lemaisa.
He's friends with Gamaliel, you know.
Sorry, said that wrong. Vishalachas Echav Eilechu, Yosef sent the Achim back up to Yaakov. So this chiddush of Altsad B'var Halacha is a chiddush from Yosef. So Meforshim or Meora, why when Yaakov sent them down, why didn't Yaakov tell him Al Tergezu Baderech? Why Davka now is Yosef being Mechash Al Tisas B'dvar Halacha? Lechora, that should have been Nogea when they came down to Mitzrayim as well. So the Chanukah Satorah says a pshat here, that Gemara Megillah Gadol Talmud Torah Yosef Mekibud Av. Gemara Megillah Dav Tezayin Amud Beis. Where you learn out from? It's because Yaakov was nenosh on the 22 years that he was based Lavan, the Derech, and he's waited there. And he wasn't nenosh for the 14 years that he was based Eder. Shema mino, Gadol Talmud Torah Yosef Mekibud Av. So, and he says that the onus of Yaakov was that Yosef was missing for 22 years. Mida keneged mida. Now, when they went down to Mitzrayim, there was no chashash that they're going to be osek b'Torah. Because for all they knew, Yosef wasn't alive. Maybe Yaakov's onesh would be more than 22 years that Yosef would be missing. And that would be a riot that he also would have an onesh for those 14 years that he was the base Eber. And then you would think, then there'd be no riot Gadol Talmud Torah Yosef Mekibud Av. Rather, you would think Gadol Kibud Av Mitamud Torah. In which case, the Achim held Kibud Av as the Iker. So they would Avada, there's no chashash that they'd be Osek B'dvar Halacha. Mash Enken, they saw Yosef's alive. And saw Yosef live after 22 years, so then that's muchach. Their onus was only in the 22 years of Beis Lavan, And he wasn't Nehanosh for the 14 years of Beis Eber. It's the Haraya that Godel Talmud Torah Yosner Mikibut Av, because he didn't get Nehanosh for those 14 years. Mimelo, now there's Chashash, maybe they're going to be Osek the Halacha. On that, so Yosef, I'll just ask you about Halacha, I'll take you about Derech. That's why Yosef was the one that was Mitzavah them and not Yaakov.
Okay, one more time, what was their Havim when they were going down?
That Kibbut Av was Yosef Talmud Torah, because the whole Raya is only learned out from the fact that he wasn't Nehanosh for the 14 years of Beis Eber. But now, if they think Yosef's not alive, so maybe this is 22 years and counting, and if maybe the Mida can get Mida, Yaakov's going to get punished because Yosef will be missing for 23 years, 24 years. They don't know when they're going to find Yosef. So Mimela, that means Yaakov's ownership is Taka going even on those years that he was in Beis Eber. So if he was Nehanosh for the years of Beis Eber, there's no Raya that Gadol Talmud Torah Yosef Mikibud Av. So then if you say Gadol Kibud Av, Yosef Mikibud Torah, so Abad, they're going to be Kibud Av, then they're not going to be Yosef Mikibud Halacha. But now they have a Raya, Gadol Talmud Torah, now there's a Chashash. It's interesting, maybe you can answer this. Marshall McGill there asked, what's the Raya, Gadol Talmud Torah, Yosef Mikibud Av? Maybe they're Shkulim. The fact that he didn't get punished means that he had rishus to learn 14 years and not be worried about Kibbutz Av. Doesn't tell you Kibbutz Av is Godel, doesn't tell you Talmud Torah is Godel Mikibbutz Av. It just tells you that you're at least allowed to learn as much as Kibbutz Av. But doesn't tell you that Talmud Torah is Godel Mikibbutz Av. So, the fee of this shot, maybe we have a Teretz Marashah's Kasha. Because if they were Shkulim, so Yosef's going to send him back and he's telling him, you got to tell my father real quick, I'm alive. The biggest kibbutz av there is. So if they're shkulim, there's no chashash that they're going to be osik b'halacha. Avada, they're going to go tell Yaakov Miad that Yosef's alive. But if gadol Talmud Torah Yosef mikibbutz av, so even though the Indian kibbutz av here is very big to let Yaakov know that Yosef's alive, but since gadol Talmud Torah, then the taka was a hamin that they'll be osik b'dvar halacha on that zav Yosef. Al tisasku b'halacha, al tergizu b'derech. And that from here, minayu bei, you see a raya that gadol talmud Torah yosef mikibbutz av, and not that they're shkulim. The Ber HaTorah, also
Yud Aleph. How do you see it from the?
From the Etzem Gemara, you don't see it. From the Ber HaTorah, he says a different shot. Why Davki Yosef warned them and not Yaakov? Because that Gemara in Tainus. So. The Migras is Mutter, and Liyune is Osir. Now, by Yosef, so Yaakov didn't have a Chashash, they're gonna do Chazara, they're gonna do simple learning. Now, when Yosef sent him back, so Rashi says, Pasuk of Aleph, when Pasuk says, Vayasu chem neisrael, vayitem lem Yosef agolos apifar. What's the Indian that he sent them agolos? So, Rashi says, Rashi's on Pasuk of Zion that the Achim told Yaakov as called the Yosef Vayaris Hagolos. He saw the Hagolos. So Zot Rashi Simon Moser Lehem B'Mahaya Osek Kishapishmen. Yosef sent a Simon to Yaakov what they were learning when Yosef last saw Yosef. But Parshas Egla Rufa. So Ber Torah says so Parshas Egla Rufa. So also the same way that. Yaakov left off in the middle of it with Yosef, so to the Achim never got to learn it with Yaakov. So they're very curious. What's this Indian of Egla Arufa? So now there is a chashash that the Achim were going to be Osek Behelchus Egla Arufa, and they were going to learn it. Afilu Li Yune, and that's why Yosef was master them. Al Tergezu Baderech. Al Tesasku Tvar Halacha. Because now there's chashash even Be'ilim they're going to learn because of this new chiddush of Helchus Egla Arufa. Similar to the concept of before davening, you're not supposed to tell someone a halacha in depth to get their mind off of davening. So to hear the yune is usher because maybe I'll take it to baderech. That's pshat in the gemara. So here there's chashash that they'll learn egla rufa because that was something which they didn't know about before. Now, perek mem vav pasuk al vayisa yisrael v'chol asher lo v'yavo be'er hashava v'yizbach zvachem l'lokei aviv yitzchok. Okay, Aviv Yitzchok, Rashi says, Chayav Adam Bechvod Aviv, Yoser Mechvod Zikeno. Lefichach Tola B'Yitzchok V'lo B'Avraham. Yaakov was Tola B'Yitzchok and not B'Avraham. And this is coming from a Medrash. that because the chiyuv kibud av to Yitzchok is greater than the chiyuv kibud of Yoviv to Avraham. Tzalachon shochan aruch simin reish mem meyordeya sif chav dalad. The Ramah there first says yesh omrim the ein adam chayev bechvod of Yoviv. There's no chiyuv kavod of Yoviv. That's Maharik. Ve'enu nerali. Elo dechayev bechvod Aviv, yoser mechvod Avi Aviv. You're chayev in both, but Aviv has a kedima. And the Maramakum there is from the Medrash of Yizbach. The Taz there says, chem perish Rashi bechumash, v'tema amaharik, d'nei lo mimenu perish Rashi bechumash. Mefurish and Rashi, that there's a chayev kvod Avi Aviv, it's just Aviv is yoser menu. Maharik says there's no chayev kvod Avi Aviv bechlal. And the Kudus HaKesef, the Shach, who responds to the Taz, he says there on the Taz, Tema. This is the Kasha of the Ramah. The Ramah said, Eil Nerali, Marik. What's the Taz being Mosif to the Kasha of the Ramah? The Ramah asked the Marik, you see from the Medrash that Yerchayev is called Avi Aviv, just Aviv is Yoser Me Avi Aviv, and it comes to the Taz and says, Pirish Rashi, Nelam Menu Pirish Rashi. So the Shach says something interesting. Shach says, Efshar the Mashmalei, the Pirish Rashi Bechumish, Rogil Yoser Me Medrash. Mishum Shekosu Ksas Poskim, the Rashi who bemokom Targum. Shechayev Adam Likra Shzayim Mikra V'Echa Targum. So from the Kasha that he didn't know the Medrash, not such a Kasha. The Taz says, but from the Rashi, where you have to learn Rashi, that's a Kasha. He should have known the Rashi. Now this Inyan of Kvod Avi Aviv, the Gemara, so maybe there's Raya from Marik, that there is Taka no Chiyu Kvod Avi Aviv. The Gemara in Sota Daf Mem Tes says Rav Acha Bar Yaakov was Megadol his Bar Barte, the son of his daughter in his house. And when he grew up, he said, Ashken Maya, pour for me some water. And he answered back, the grandson answered back, Lav Brichana, I'm not your son. I'm not Chayv to Mechabed you. So the Gros says there in Shulchan Aruch, Semin Resh Mem, from here's a Raya to Marik, that you're not Chayv Bechod Ovi Ovi. Then he says, Veli Nira, that's not a Raya, because Kvod Ovi Imo is different. Kvod Ovi Imo, your potter, because that Gemara is Bar Barte. Chvod Ovi Oviv, your chayav. And it wouldn't be a raya from Mari. There's a chiluk from grandfather, a maternal grandfather, grandson, versus paternal. So paternal, your chayav, and maternal, your pater. The Yad Avram there also says the same thing, Shem Eliyahu Zuta, it's a raya from Mari, and he's dochel the same way, that Ovi Imo is different than Ovi Oviv. There's another raya they bring from Mari, from Gemara Makos, Daf Yudbezim's Aleph. By Goel Hadam, that Ben Bino, the grandson, becomes a Goel Hadam for his grandfather. The case is, the grandfather kills the son, and now the grandson is the Goel Hadam of the grandfather. If there's a Chiyuv Kvod Avi Oviv, how does he ever just be Goel Hadam? He can't kill his grandfather. Must be a Raya, there's no Kvod Avi Oviv. In Pischei Tshuva, and Gedolei Mashal, and Shulchan Aruch, they bring this as a Raya, that to the Marit, there's no Chiyuv Kvod Avi Oviv from the fact that he's the Goel Hadam.
Why is that necessarily a raya? If he has a din of a, if he's a rotzeach, he's a rasha.
He's a rasha. So kvod aviv rasha. So are you chayev bechvod aviv rasha? And b'meila are you chayev bechvod zokin rasha? So the Rambam paskins you're chayev bechvod aviv rasha and Hilchos Mamrim. The Torah paskins that you're not. That you're pater. So the fee the Torah that you're not chayev bechvod aviv rasha. You're definitely not chayev bechvod zokin bechvod zichno. When he's a Rasha, so Vada here would be different. He has Rosh to be Goel Hadam because there's no Chiyuv Kavod. But if you're the Rambam, you would still have maybe a Raya to Marbi. It could be telling the Torah and the Rambam. Another Dechia would be that what's the Yesod of Kvod Avi Aviv? So if the Pshat is, some learn that it's Noveya from the Kibud Aviv, and you have to be Mechabed him, your grandfather, because of your Kvod Aviv, the same way he has to be Mechabed him. So here, Adarabba, he killed your father. What's Kvod Aviv here? You go ahead and be the Goel Adam, and you kill your grandfather. Shlomo Kluger says that's why it's not right to Marik.
That's only your maternal. That's only your maternal grandfather.
This is Ben Bino Gemara. This is Ben Bino in the Gemara. Ben Chanan learns the Gemara differently. The way Rashi learns, this is the sugya. Okay, interesting Indian here. So the real Mitzrayim, Pasuk Ches, and then from Ches and onwards is when the Shivim Yodul Mitzrayim. So look at Pasuk Zion. Bonov uvne bonov ito, benosov uvnos bonov, v'chol zaro, hevi ito mitzrayma, then v'elish v'elish b'nei Yisrael. Before we get into the minyan of Shivim and how you count the Shivim, the Torah Tamima here brings b'shem the Tshuvas Mahabit, an interesting thing. In Pasuk Zion, it says bonov uvnei bonov, sons and grandsons. In Pasuk Yud Beis, you have another generation. Ubnei Yehuda, er ve'on v'sheilu v'aferet, v'zerach, v'yomis er ve'on v'aretz k'nan, v'yubnei peretz chetron v'chamol. Chetron v'chamol are b'nei bonim of Yaakov. It's not bonim, Yehuda was bonim, peretz was b'nei bonim. Chetron v'chamol is b'nei bonim. And the pasuk only mentioned bonim v'b'nei bonim. So what's going on? Mikan, Zogdu Achuvas Ma'abit, Zariah, that b'nei bonim is k'b'nei bonim. More in Yevamos, we hold b'nei bonim is k'bonim, gabi peruvu, maybe other halachas as well. So too, the Ma'abit's Mechadish, b'nei bonim are k'b'nei bonim. For whatever halachas in the gate have a status of b'nei bonim have a status of b'nei bonim.
Even to be k'bonim?
So I don't think so though. Because otherwise, then you. I don't know. If he's saying the pshat is that the bechlal b'nei bonav of the pasuk, then why is the pasuk even mentioned b'nei bonav? Just say bonim and everyone's bechlal. So if Adrab, I don't know if this is the way you've read the pasuk, but if your bonav in the pasuk is referring to bonim and b'nei bonav in the pasuk is referring to b'nei bonim. I don't know how he does the pasuk, but that's what he says. It could be madche from the pasukim itself. You could be madche the raya. I thought of two reasons. One, in that pasuk Zion, it says v'chol zaro. Maybe v'chol zaro is l'rabos b'nei bonim. Another dechia is Or HaChaim asks, what's pshat here that the pasuk mentions v'yamas erev onan? We're counting the shivim. What's the inyan of mentioning erev onan? So he says that since the inyan of yibum is l'hokim b'shem machiv, so when peretz, so the inyan, so you have Yehuda Tamar, and then we said before that was the inyan of yibum kol ma'at Torah by Kro Oseim, and then everyone afterwards. I don't know how he knows Dafka, but he says Chesun v'chomol are from the neshamos of Erve Onan. That's why it mentions the Misa.
Not parents.
I don't know what parents should be, but it says Chesun v'chomol. So I don't know if he's coming to Miyashiv. He's coming to Miyashiv a couple of horas, but Lechora he would also say that, I mean, it's a stretch that they're Bechal Bonav of the pasuk, because it's really somehow this Mesha Shaychas to Erve Onan. There's a Mitziah, I think, on this halacha of b'nei balim kebanim in the Prima Godim. In Simon Kuf Lamed Tes in Orachayim, the Gabi Kriyas Torah, the Prima Godim says, if your Oviv is a Mumar, so you're Koran Lolo Torah b'shem Ovi Oviv. You call him Ben your grandfather. And if your grandfather also is a Mumar, you don't call him to the Torah Hashem Ovi Ovi Oviv. Why not? Is that the Prima Godim, the Rak Matzinu b'nei banim kebanim, so I can call him on the name of the grandfather, but I can't call him up on the name of his great grandfather. Now, Lahore, that's not like the Ma'abit. Although, you could have said that here it's not enough to be b'nei banim ki b'nei banim, because for Leila Torah you need to call him on the shame of it. So really, let's say Prima Godim and Ma'abit have the same shita that b'nei banim is ki b'nei banim. But here, it doesn't help anything, because we're definitely not going to say b'nei banim is kebanim. So it won't help to call Hashem ovi oviv to the Torah, because it only would help b'nei banim kebanim. But here, we're definitely not going to say b'nei banim kebanim. Although from the etzim lashon of the Prima Godim that he says we only find b'nei banim kebanim v'lo l'mala mizeh. It's Ksat Mashmov Mizah that he doesn't hold the Ma'abit Raya of that he the Indian of B'nei Banim Ki B'nei Banim. On that halacha, the Marasham and Das Torah, he's cholik. He holds you could be Koril Torah Al Shem Avi Aviv, not because of the cheshbon of B'nei Banim Ki B'nei Banim, but stam that you can say Ploni Ben Ploni. You find that Indian even three generations, if not more. He quotes from Rus Bas Bitol Shel Eglon, which Tosos explains is many generations away. You also find there's many examples. Tamar, Bito Shal Shem, even though, and Rashi says that it wasn't Bito Mamish. and it's more than just two generations away. So he's not calling you Cholim Mitzad Bnei 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 Kibbutz. He just says Mitzad Kriya. You're able to call someone to the Torah even if it's many generations away. In Pasuk Tezvav, we'll get back to it if there's time later, but there's an Indian here of Eilab Nei Leah, Asher Yodol Yaakov, Bifanon Oram, Vespina Vito. So the Indian of Dina being Bas Leah, there's Arichas here. The Kitzur, we'll speak more about it later if possible, but the Kitzur Dvarim is that the Gemara in Brachos says that Leah was Mispalel, that she should have Dina, not have another Zohar, that Reah shouldn't be worse than the Bnei Shvachos, should be worse than the Shvachos that had two kids each. So it was Kilo was going to be Yosef, but instead Leah had Dina because she was Mispalel that she shouldn't have a Zohar for the sake of Rachel. But here in this pasuk, Dina Bito, so you find that Dina is called Bas. Bas, and the Gemara says Nefcholabas. So it's going to be Yosef and Nefcholabas, but here it calls this Dina. Rashi brings that it's Tola Dina Bito. Why is Dina Tola in Yaakov? Because when Ish Mazriya Tchila Yilas Nekeva. So it's coming from Yaakov. So it's Yilas Nekeva. But Lachor Lefita Pshal of Nefcho, it wasn't Dina Lechachila. It started off as Yosef. So how are you going to say Ish Mazriya Tchila Yilas Nekeva by Dina if really it was? Even though Yolet is in the Keva, but she started off as Yosef. So there's different shatim how to learn to Miyashev the Gemara and Brachos with this Rashi, which is also Gemara. In the Cheshmah of the Shivim, the Yard of Mitzrayim. So Pasuk of Aleph, you have before the Indian of Shivim, Bnei Binyamin. So Rashi in Miketz explains that all of these kids were al-shem the sorrows that were found to Yosef. Binyamin called them al-shem the sorrows that happened to Yosef. And chupim, Rashi says, is lo ra chupasi velo ani chupaso. We didn't see each other's chup. Torim Yonason over here says something fascinating. Karmi Yonason says, this is Zel Shono. The bizman is parish minei, when Yosef left, have a bar tam nesar shnin. He was 18 years old. The chazi lekelas hilula, and he was royal lechupa. That's why he's called chupim. On that ma'ora, he was 18 when Yosef was porish. When Yosef left Benyamin, mikra meforishu. Yosef ben shvasrei shana. Hayaroeva Yosef dipasam ro. To say the whole ma'is of the mechira was 1 year. It's dochek. Besides for being dochek, first the beginning of mikets and meforish that he was sold at 17. So how could he say that Yosef was 18?
It could be 2 days. I'm saying he was 17.
Yeah.
And 2 days away from being 18 now,
then
by the time the Maisa happened.
Okay, good, good. So, no one says that. It's interesting. Okay, but a different shot the Achronim say is the Miyashiv Lefi the Rambam. That the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus says, Emesan is Chayav Pruvu and Chupa is Mishvas Reshama. Magi Mishnah already asked, what's Pshat? Shtei Mishnah, Shmuel Shal Chupa. So, Magi Mishnah answers that the Rambam's Kavanah is Liyud Zayin Shleimim. What we call 17 years and 1 day is 17 full years. The Mishnah of Yodches L'Chupa means Bishnas Yodches, in the 18th year. So 18th year is 17 years and 1 day.
Then you have to say that everything else in that Mishnah is also like...
Gevaldik. The Rishash in Ksuv is Daf Nun, raised me over that, and he says, "I you gimel the mitzvahs." This is Shita Nida that Memhema Bezer Rishem Ben Elazar that holds you base the mitzvahs. And even the Rambam passing you gimel the mitzvahs, Tamei Pesach. But how to learn that mission? The Rambam might learn everything is Bishon Shlufnei. You stand up for someone that's 69 years, not 70. The Chule.
Mepharshim say that Chomish the Mikra is.
Chomish Shlemik. There's a shaila if it's Chomish Shlemik or if it's Shnas Chomish, right?
Because they have a part of Kodesh.
Rashi on the Rashi Mishnah there says Bishnas Chomish. Rashi there learned also Shnas Chomish before Shon Shlofnei, which means 4 full years. This inyan, if Stam Shonim, is So but kids, so to miyashiv, so, right, so that's Targum Yonasan. Then when Targum Yonasan says he's bar tam nesar, that means the 18th. So this Rambam, they want miyashiv this Targum Yonasan, that bar tam nesar means in the 18th year, and really Yosef was 17 years. And this inyan that's tam shonim in the Rambam means shonim shleimim and not bishnas, not beosa shana. So there's a few different, there's a lot of different Rambams you can be dying from. Let's say over one now, ksuvas daf samech hey. So, 2F. Okay, Ksuva Samechei. Mar says, Chayv losim ketani ketanim ad ben sheish. So, the Rambam writes, Chayv losim ketani ketanim ad ben sheish. After ben sheish, v'achar mikan, if you're not machal, you're ketani ketanim, so we yell at you and whatever, and but in Chayv, but we're not kofe, there's no kfiya to be machal after sheish. The chiyuv vade until six, we get you very, we're very upset with you if you're not machal after six, but there's no kfiya if you don't be machal achar sheish. The lashon of the Rambam is en kofin lezonim achar sheish. So when he said tanya time chayv lezonim ad sheish, if he meant there shnas sheish, which was 5 years and one day, then what's en kofin lezonim achar sheish? He should have said en kofin lezonim achar chamish, en kofin lezonim achar shnas sheish, en kofin lezonim achar sheish mashma achar sheish shonim. That means that when he said in the beginning, Chayv Tanik Tanim, Chayv Lozon Tanik Tanim, Ben Sheish meant Sheish Shonim Shleimim, which is 6 years in one day. Magi Mish learns that way also. It's another Makor that Shlam Shonim in the Rambam is Shleimim. You have to know each place. We said before, so the Gemara in Ksuv, so the Rosh Hashanah Daf Nun said, was more like the Mishnah of Ovos, and Tosfos, we're short on time, but Tosfos there, well, Rashi Ler Lahor learns like Rashi. The Gemara says there, Omar Abaye, Omar Li Aim, that Bar Shis Lemikra, Chule, and all these different ages of when you should start doing different things, and it says Bas 12 for Tanisa. So Rashi learns that's Midaraisa, must be Bas Tanisa, but also Shana, the beginning of that year. Tosfos learns a different Shana the whole. So look at Tosfos there, it says all those years are the beginning of that year. When it says Bar Shis, it means 6 years. 6 years and one day, and Bar Esser is 10 years and one day. Raya from Ovos, where it says Yugimel Mitzvah, where it says Yugimel Mitzvah, there it means Yugimel in one day. Not like the Rambam that Yud Chas L'Chokla means 17. Pshat the Mishnah is 17 years and one day. Lemaisa. So this Indian of Oso, there's also this a lot about if it's Oso Shana or not. There's a lot. Torah says Ben Shana for Seb Ben Shana is talking about the beginning of that year. You have Indian of Shivalim Mekutoim that you're supposed to, that the latest Achar Tisha, but if it's a short birth, it's Shivalim Mekutoim, seven short months. That's always Shisha V'Yom Echad. So Shiva also there is the beginning of that month. Now, the lesson of Targum Yonasan was Bar Tam Nesar. So we're going to have to say, I mean, Lahore Bar Tam Nesar means it's difficult to say Shnas. We wanted to say that 18 years in Targum Yonasan is the 18th year. Bar Tam Nesar is not a good lashon. Bar Tam Nesar is mashma 18 years in one day. But lemaisa, we already have Rashi. Rashi and Ksuvas there. And that's like it says Bar Shis, Bar Ezer, Tlesar. All those things. Rashi learns it means Oso Shana Shlefaneha. It's the year before that. So to hear it, we could say the same in Targum Yonasan that Lav Dafka, Bar Tam Nesar, it means the 18th year. But lemaisa, I have a stira in Targum Yonasan. The end of Parshas Lech Lecha. Pasuk says, Vishmo Beno, Ben Shlosh Seishana Bihimoba. Shmuel was 13 years old. Targum Yonasan, same lashon, Bar Tlasa Sarshnin. So according to what we're saying, Bar Tlasa Sarshnin is going to have to mean 13th year, 12 years and one day. The R has bearing that Yishmol's Mila was Davka at 13, I believe Gorai speaks about it there. But for Targum Yonasan, we have to say it means 12 years and one day. But you can't say that. Because Mamash, the next pasuk, it says, Be'etzim Hayom Hazeh Nimol Avram V'Yishmol Beno. Targum says, Perush Bichran Yomah Hadein B'Arbas Asar Shnin. In the 14th year. So Bal Korchach Barba Asar Shnin is the 14th year. Bar Tlezar is 13 full years. Then Yugimol Shleimim. Yugimol B'Yom Echad. So the Chorah should be a Stira and Targum Yonasan. I don't know what to do with it. Okay, so you know, Shivim B'nei Dan Chushim. We'll skip that. And also the Hosugya of Yosef, that Yaakov was Kara Kriyashma, Yosef wasn't Kara Kriyashma. pshatim in what the chiluk is there, why Yosef was in Korah. We'll end off with one pshat. At the end of the parasha, Perek and Zion, Pasuk Ches and Pasuk Tes, when Yaakov meets Paro, so Pasuk Ches, Vayomer Paro Yaakov, Kami Yimei Shnei Chayecha. Vayomer Yaakov Aparo, Yimei Shnei Meguroi, Shloshim Ma'at Shonam Ma'at Viroim, Hayush Yimei Shnei Chayai, Voi Sigu Yimei Shnei Chayai, Agosem Yimei Megureim. Vayvarach Yaakov is Paro, Vayetze. And Yaakov was Nenosh, he lost 33, he was supposed to live 180 years, he only lived 147, lost 33 years. Farshim say, because the letters of that line, there's 33 letters, I forgot which words exactly, Yimeshne Megurai, Lo Yisigu Yimeshne Chayabasai, it was 33 letters, so he got Nenosh 33 years for that. Lemaisa, what's pshat that Paro asked him how old he is, and Yaakov answered two things. Yimeshne Megurai Shloshim Atshana, Ma'at Veroi. He didn't ask them how they were. He asked them how old you are. Gemara in Brachos, Shnayim Mikra Vechatargam, Loshen Gemara there is, Kol Amashlam Parshiosav Imatzibor, Marichin Lo Yom of Vishnosav. What's Marichin Lo Yom of Vishnosav? So Madana Yontav there, the Tosfos Yontav, Madana Yontav is a perish in the rush there. Even though he had this Loshen many times, Yom of Vishnosav, some of this is the first time in Shas, so he says it there. He says Tupshatam. The Kefa Loshen of Yom of Vishnosav, one shot is somebody who's old, Zokim Bobi Yomim, he needs a Richos Yomim as well. Inami, Yomim is going Al Tova V'Raw. So it's going on Ekus, and Shanim is going on Kamos. So Marasha, in Madura, Marasha Madura Basra, it's not the Marasha, in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Heimabes, says Lefizeh, I have shot in our Pasuk. Paro asked him two questions. Kama Yimei Shnei Chayecha? Be'ekos and Be'kamos. And Yaakov answered on Shnei'en. Da'yimei Shnei Meguroi, Shloshim Atshana, and Be'at Veroi. I have a claim the Ha'ara on this, that Mishnah of us, Rashi brought Farsha Be'ishlach, that I think it says by Yaakov Taka, Onelo al Rishon Rishon Yal Achron Achron, you're supposed to answer the first question first, second question second. So Paro asked him first, Kama Yimei, and then he asked him, Kama Shnei. So he first should have answered about the Ekos, then should have answered about the Kamos. But he answered first about the Kamos, Shloshim Atshana, and then he answered Ma'at V'Roim. So it's out of order. That's the... Okay, go ahead.